Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learned the Avches of Masechtas Beya. Some of the topics we learned about today. The Gemara continues this discussion related to Kisa Adam on Yom Tov, and discusses as well the laws related to Shechita and Kisa Adam for an animal called a Koi, which was considered a Safik Chaya or Behema. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about include Mekalkel. As a general rule, one is Chaya for a Malacha on Shabbos if he performs a creative act. If one performs an act on Shabbos which is Mekalkel, a destructive act, they're not chayav karma chatzis for that action. Malacha sheinu tzricha l'gufa. Another rule in the malacha of Shabbos is that one is only chayav if they desire the same result as was done in the Mishkan. If, however, someone performs an act on Shabbos with a different intent as was done in the Mishkan, this is called a malacha sheinu tzricha l'gufa. And there is a machlikis in the Gemara if one is chayav for such an action. Koi. A koi is a type of animal in which the chacham had a suffix whether it is halachically considered a behema or a chayav. The Gemara Chulin brings several opinions as to what type of animal the koi actually was. Because of the suffix, a koi carries the chumras of both the behema and the chaya. Asi asei v'dochi loisasei. When a mitzvah asei and a mitzvah loisasei are in conflict with one another, the rule is asi asei v'dochi loisasei. The mitzvah asei pushes aside or overrides the mitzvah loisasei so that one can perform the positive mitzvah. Chaylev. There are certain fats that are forbidden in a behema with a chiv of karas of eaten. These same fats are completely permissible in a chaya, a non-domesticated kosher animal. Chala. When a person makes dough from one of the chameshas mini dagan, the five species of grain, wheat, barley, oats, rye, or spelt, he must separate a small portion which must be given to the kohen before he is allowed to eat the dough. This portion is called chala. Like truma, chala may only be eaten by kehanim and their families while they are tahor. From the Torah, challah applies only in Eretz Yisrael, however there is a mitzvah in Rabbanon to separate challah even in Chutz Lartz.